training.
It was last year, though.
Right.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't. It's not in my time frame, so I don't have to include it in myself.
We could have your attention where it's 8:30.
Yeah.
It's 8:30. Yeah, I don't.
Some people would say, "Hi,
Here
it is. There.
I don't think I can call it no.
The attorney to sit down.
I know it. It's 8:30. We'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to order. There is a posting of the Open Meetings Act on the wall, on the east wall over there. Tennis by observation, Durgans, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Okay. Now, the first thing up on the agenda is the vice chairman declares the 2012 session formally closed. Sin and die, but we do have, do we discuss that next? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. We have,
well, the election of officers.
Election of officers is the first thing up on the agenda, election of officers for Board of Equalization, chairman and vice chairman.
Go ahead.
We were discussing that the Board of Equalization can have a different chairman and a different vice chairman because they're a completely different board. This board's never done that, but the option is there. So to make it clean, if you want to vote a different chairman and vice chairman for this board, you can. It's on the agenda to do so. Or someone can make a motion to defer that election to the election for the Board of Supervisors, and then that chair and vice chair can be the same for both, if you guys choose to do that. Then the record will show that your chair and your vice chair are the same for both boards.
So I'm open for discussion on that. Gary?
I'd like to offer a motion to defer election of Board of Equalization officers until the Board of Supervisors election. The officers elected will be serving as chairman and vice chairman of Board of Equalization and Board of Supervisors.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Vote. Okay. Then the officers, we will elect those at our regular board meeting. Approval or disapproval of agenda as presented.
I would make a motion to approve the agenda as presented for the Board of Equalization.
A second.
Oh, motion made by Bauman, seconded by Setzer, and I did not enter into the other time for the motion for the election of officers. Lytle made the motion, and Byers seconded that motion.
Right.
Just so we enter that into the record.
And make a note for the record of what the results of the election
And the results of that election was 7-0. Thank you, Denny. We now have a motion to approve in, the agenda and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, vote. Or not all in favor, vote. Vote is 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion?
I'll abstain. I wasn't at the last meeting. So.
Okay. Terry will abstain because he was not present at the last meeting. And
I don't agree. I read them. They're fine.
Okay. Vote. Vote is 6-0 with Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, seeing none, approve or disapprove receiving and place on file exemption application form 451 for tax exemption on real and personal properties owned by qualifying organizations.
Make the motion to approve the amounts. Can we just read those for?
Oh, on the task, okay. That's these, right?
No, that's what I thought. Here, but you have to open your public hearing for that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were approving the text correction slips. I was ahead.
No, this text.
I would still make the motion to approve and receive on the exemptions applications.
Second.
Okay, approve or disapprove the exemption applications, and I need to read those in now, and then before we have the public hearing.
Open your public hearing.
Okay. We need to vote on that, though.
Yes, we have to vote first.
A motion by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion? Vote? Vote 7-0. Need a motion to open a public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicle owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
We have a motion by Bauman, second by Setzer. The qualifying nonprofit organizations are American Red Cross, Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Healthcare Center, Beatrice Good Samaritan Center, Beatrice Youth Center, Bible Baptist Church, Blue Valley Mental Health Center, Boy Scout Troop Number 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, First Mennonite Church, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic, PEO Home, River of Life Church, the Salvation Army, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Weimar Church of Christ, Weimar Good Samaritan Center.
I have a question. I'm not familiar with River of Life Church.
That one's in Weimar.
In Weimar? Okay.
In Weimar? Okay. Any discussion? Otherwise, we'll need a vote to have the motion to open the public hearing. Vote is 7-0. Anyone here for any comments or from the public on any of these?
I don't think so. We have any questions. Lori doesn't have any.
Nope. Lori doesn't have anything.
I would move that we approve the tax exemptions as listed.
Close the public hearing.
We need to close the hearing first. We're in a public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion made by Setzer, seconded by
Bauman.
To close the public hearing. Discussion? Vote? Vote is 7-0. Now, Denny.
I would move to approve the tax exemptions on the vehicle owned by the qualifying nonprofit organizations as listed.
Second.
Motion made to approve by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Any more discussion? Vote. Vote is 7-0 to approve. Now, approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 1 and number 2. Number 1 is American Legion Post, and it's a deduction of $360.86. So this is American Legion Post number 367 in Virginia. Applied for exemptions and lot are used for parking. And number 2 is Corey Pyle of Beatrice, a deduction of $59.22. The mobile home is gone as of January 1st.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Setzer to approve. Discussion? Vote. Vote is 7-0. Patty.
Don't have much to say other than I've been getting a lot of sales in. So, Agland.
Agland or houses too?
The market's picking up a little bit on the houses. I had my first major sell that came across my desk yesterday, almost $11,000 an acre. So, and then I've had a few others that were pretty high, so. Those won't go on until they're not in my sales study for this year. But the way it's looking now is that in May it'll be probably at least a 25% increase on farm ground. So,
at least.
We're working on those stats right now. You know, last year we held it down a little bit, got it in the range to 71 or 72, but the sales keep coming, which, you know. So this is, I think, probably the biggest I've had in Gage County. Most of them have been up by York and stuff like that, but pretty. And I did call on it to just verify everything. So I'll be doing a lot of verification on some of these just to make sure that everything's, you know, because on the transfer statement, they want to make sure that when they do buy a ground that they list any personal property like a pivot or whatever separate. So I always double check to make sure that that's, you know, because that would be subtracted out of the total land price, and that would be considered personal property. So, but just working on those values. I think, to me, it looks like the market is picking up maybe a little bit. I mean, you know, things are not a little bit more sales and not so many foreclosures and things like that. So
in the housing.
Mm-hmm. And like Beatrice, in the cities, in the small towns, they're still struggling. So basically what we're doing now is just working to get everything in line for the new year, and we'll have to have all of our values set by March 19th of 2013. So that's about it I have.
Do you have it in your budget for bodyguards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or in the sheriff's budget.
Yeah, have we ever had a deputy sit on the equalization committee? Or, maybe this is the year.
You know, there were years when we had them outlined outside. It used to be when I first started here, and that's been, I won't tell you how many years ago, but it used to be that we had to appraise the county all in, like, within a year or two period. The whole county had to be done. Then they let you start doing it in increments, like your commercial properties, as long as you did a class or a subclass. So you could do commercial 1 year, then the next year you could do small towns. But when I first started here, you did the major appraisal of everybody all at once. So at least I'm glad that we're able to kind of, you know. And we did a real good review. I guess it's been longer than what I want to think it has been, but we did a real good review. But now we have a 6-year plan where we have to be on properties, and I talked about that every 6 years. So, yeah, it'll be. But you know, in all honesty and fairness, the ag people have been really, really good as far as understanding it. I think if you just sit down and talk with them, they know what's going on. You know, the law's there in the legislature.
Me visiting with a lot of them, they understand it, and they realize that, yes, the valuations are going to go up. They don't mind it with the prices being good. A lot of them have commented, what are we going to do when the prices go down?
Well,
so
and that's
much,
the
you know,
biggest.
And that's their that's really their concern.
And the thing of it is I'm a 3-year average, so when those prices start to drop, I'm still 2 years.
It's a lag, yes.
So I don't know if they'll address that ever in the, you know. You know, it'll just be interesting to see what'll happen. Or hopefully things will stay strong and we won't have to worry about that.
And hopefully most people realize that our ag situation with the taxes and stuff is set up by the legislature. That like this county board or school districts, they don't have a lot of control over that. And,
right. But honestly, you know, we haven't had the protests on the ag.
No.
I mean, really, the ones that we have heard. So, you know, I've been really pleased with, I mean, I'm sure they don't like it, and especially for the small farmer, that's a very difficult thing. But they've been very, you know, as understanding it and stuff, and we make sure we get the maps right, and that's about all we can do.
Yep. So. Any more questions or comments? Otherwise, we'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to a close.